Today's Amud is Beitza Yetesima Beis. We're holding on Yetesima Beis, the second line from the top, by the words Vahani Tanai. So we're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah, which discusses the details of which karbanos are allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. So we mentioned that there are two or three karbanos that are brought every single Yom Tov. There's the Eilas Re'iyah, which is a karban Eila. The Eilas Re'iyah, that's a chiyah for every Jew to bring when he's Eila L'Rego. There's the Shalmei Chagiga, which is a karban Shlamim, that also a person has a chiyah to bring when he's Eila L'Rego. And then there's also sometimes the Shalmei Simcha. It's not necessarily a chiyah to bring it, but there's a chiyah Simcha on Yom Tov. The Simcha in Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin, more specifically the Basar of a Karban. So a person needs to have Basar Karban. So if the Basar from his Karban, from his Shalmei Chagiga isn't enough for him and his family, so then he has to bring another Karban. He'll bring Shalmei Simcha. So the two of them are a chiyav, no matter what, and then sometimes there'll also be a chiyav for the Shalmei Simcha. So now we said in the Mishnah that according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to bring an Ayla on Yom Tov, so you cannot bring an Ayla Sri'iyah, but you could bring the Shalmei Chagiga. According to Beis Hillel, you're even allowed to bring an Ayla Sri'iyah. Even though no part of it gets eaten, so there's no Eichel Nefesh, still the fact that you're bringing it on the Mizbeach, that's enough, and you're allowed to bring an Ayla Sri'iyah. Then we had in the Gemara, Shaila, Nida, and whether or not you're allowed to bring the Darim and the Davais. Karbana, he said there's no chiyuv be'etzim to bring them specifically on Yom Tov. Some person, he made a pledge, that he's gonna bring a karbon, let's say a shlamim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Is he allowed to bring that shlamim on Yom Tov? He's no chiyuv per se to bring it specifically on Yom Tov. Is he allowed to bring it on Yom Tov? So we mentioned that that's a machlekes tanayim. So now, on that note, says the Gemara, Vahani tanay kahani tanay. Now, just like we mentioned that there's a machlekes tanayim about whether or not you're allowed to bring the darim and the davos on Yom Tov, karbanos that don't have a chiyuv to necessarily bring them specifically on Yom Tov, just stam, a person made a pledge to bring a karbon. So just like we found the machlekes tanayim about whether you're allowed to bring those on Yom Tov, we found also that there's another machlekes tanayim that have the same, that they had the same machlekes about whether or not you're allowed to bring the darim and the davos. And that's gonna be the topic of the entire Amud. We're going to bring a Machlekes Tanayim and ultimately prove that the Yesod HaMachlekes, what's really going on, is a Machlekes about whether or not you're allowed to bring the Darim and the Davos on Yom Tov. So what is this? What's this Machlekes? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Ein Mevi'in Toida V'Chag HaMatzis. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Pesach. A person, let's say, maybe flew, he went over the sea to get to be Eilu L'Regel, he got to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, but right before Pesach, he has a chiyuv to bring a carbon toida for going over the sea. He's not allowed to bring the carbon toida on Pesach. Why are you not allowed to bring a carbon, meaning even during Chol HaMoed, you're bechlal not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Pesach. Why not? Says the Braisa, says the Tanakama, Mipnei Chameitz Sheba. You're not allowed to bring it on Pesach because there's chametz in the karban toida. Now, the karban toida is an animal, but along with the karban toida, you bring 40 loaves of bread. Now, 30 of those loaves of bread are really matzah. You bring 40 lechems, but 30 of them are matzah. 10 of them are chametz. So because there are 10 that are chametz that gets brought along with the karban toida, you have to bring these 40 breads, so therefore you're not allowed to bring a karban toida on Pesach because it has to come along with bread, which obviously you're not allowed to have over Pesach. So therefore, says the Tanakama, a karban toida on Pesach is out of the question. V'lay bat saras, you're also not allowed to bring the karban toida on Shavuos, b'pnei shehu Yom Tov. Because it's Yom Tov, there's no Chol HaMoed Shavuos, so the Yom Tov of Shavuos, there's never a possibility of bringing a Karban Toida on Shavuos, because Shavuos is Yom Tov. And obviously the Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to bring the Darim and the Davos on Yom Tov, things that don't have a Chiyuv, to specifically bring them on Yom Tov, you are not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So we already found the Tana who says that you're not allowed to bring the Darim and the Davos. That's this Tanakhama. So he says you can't bring it on Pesach because of the Chametz. You can't bring it on Shavuos because it's Yom Tov. Aval mevi adam toidasei b'chag ha-sukkos. But you are allowed to bring it on Sukkos, which we'll see in the Gemara, obviously means on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, not on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We just said on Atzeres, on Shavuos, you're not allowed to because it's Yom Tev. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Yom Tev. So what changes by Sukkos? Obviously he means because Sukkos has Chol HaMoed. Shavuos doesn't have days of Chol HaMoed. Sukkos has Chol HaMoed. That's what he means. We'll see that in the Gemara. But anyway, so that's the shita of the Tanakamo. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Pesach because of the Chametz, Shavuos because it's Yom Tev, but you could bring it on Sukkos. Reb Shimon says, Harehu Aimer, the pasuk says b'chag matzos b'chag shvuos b'chag sukkos, which is so we'll have to see in the Gemara what Rav Shimon was coming to say. Says Rav Shimon, the pasuk says these three yamim taivim kol sheba b'chag matzos ba b'chag shvuos u'b'chag sukkos. Anything that you're able to bring on Pesach, so you could bring it on Shvuos and Sukkos. And anything which you're not allowed to bring on Pesach, so then you're not allowed to bring it on Shavuos and Sukkos. Okay, so we'll have to see in the Gemara what that's supposed to mean. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon says, Mevi Adam Taidasai Bechag HaSukkos. You're allowed to bring a carbon taida on Chag HaSukkos. That seems to be the same as the Tanakama. So again, we'll have to see in the Gemara what Reb Lazar Reb Shimon is coming to say. It says, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, you're allowed to bring a carbon taida on Chag HaSukkos. V'yaitzei ba yedei chayvasai mishom simcha. And when you bring it on Sukkos, so you could use that also for the mitzvah of simcha, for the shalmei simcha. Meaning, even though it's a chiyuv to bring this taida, you have a chiyuv to bring the taida, you could still use it also for the chiyuv simcha, because the chiyuv simcha doesn't necessarily require you to bring a new karban. Technically, if the shalmei chagiga would have been enough meat, so then you don't have to bring a shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha is not a chiyuv be'etzem. You just need to have meat from a karban. So if you get meat from the karban by bringing the karban doido, so then great. So then you could use that meat for your chiyuv of simcha. However, ve'en yaitzei ba mishum chagiga. You can't use it to knock off two chiyuvim with one animal. You can't say that you're bringing it as your karban toida and also as your shalmei chagiga. That you're not allowed to do. That's the rule always in general, is that any time you have a chiyuv to do something, so you can't patter it with something else which you also have a chiyuv for. So since you have a chiyuv to bring the shalmei chagiga, you can't use your chiyuv of taida to be yotzei that chiyuv also. You have to bring two separate animals. So you could use it for the shalmei simcha, because that is no real chiyuv to bring a shalmei simcha. You just have to have the result of having the meat, but you are not allowed to bring it for the carbon chagiga. Ad kan de braisas. Now the Gemara is going to go through and explain each shita. And then we're going to ultimately see that this is in this mix, there's a machlokes hanayim about whether or not Nedarim and Nedavos are, you're allowed to bring them on Yom Tov or not. So it goes, Amar Ma. So now we said, the Tanakhama said that Ein Mevi'en Toida B'chag HaMatzos, that you're not allowed to bring a carbon Toida on Pesach, Bebnei Chametz Sheba, because there's Chametz that gets brought along, there's 10 breads of Chametz that get brought along with the carbon Toida, so you can't bring it Bichlal on Pesach, not on Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara Pshita. Well, obviously you can't bring it on Pesach. Everyone knows that the carbon taida gets brought with bread, right? So why would you think that you could bring it on Pesach? Avado, it's chametz. You can't bring that on Pesach. I need a braisa. I needed a Tanakama to teach me that halacha. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, Amar Avado, Bered Rav Yitzchak, Va'amri Rav Shmuel Barabo, that halcha ba'arba asar askinan. What the Tanakhama means to say is not just that you can't bring the carbon taida on Pesach, you can't bring it on the 14th of Nisan. You can't bring it even on Erev Pesach. What's wrong with bringing a carbon taida on Erev Pesach? Avada early in the morning before the Isser Chametz. Why can't you bring it early in the morning of Erev Pesach before the Isser Chametz kicks in? Says the Gemara, V'kasavar, the Tanakhama holds that Ein Mevi'en Kachim Lebeis Apsul. You're not allowed to bring kachim, cause kachim to become pasul. Normally, on a random Tuesday, so if you bring a carbon taida, you'll have the entire day to eat the bread. And great, so you'll find people to share it with you. You're probably not eating 40 loaves of bread by yourself. You'll invite other people. You'll be mefarsim the nace that happened to you. And you're like that. You'll finish all the bread. When you bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach, being that there's an Isser Chametz that kicks in soon early in the morning, so you're going to end up causing it that the bread is going to go to waste. You're going to bring this kachim bread and you're going to bring it and you're going to make it become pasul. So because of that, you're not even allowed to bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. That's what the Tanakama was coming to be Mechadesh. Not that you can't bring it on Pesach. That's obvious. You can't even bring it on Erev Pesach because you're going to cause a lot of the bread to go to waste. And we don't allow you to cause Kachem to go to waste. And the Tanakhama said that you're also not allowed to bring a carbon taida on Shavuos because it's Yom Tif. So says the Gemara to explain that line. The Tanakhama obviously holds that carbonis, that you don't have a chiv to bring it specifically on Yom Tif, like Nedarim and Nedavis, that things that you just made a pledge to bring. So you're not allowed to bring those carbonis on Yom Tif, and that's why the Taida as well, the Taida is no chiev to bring it specifically on Yom Tif, so therefore you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tif. Then the Tanakhama said, Aval mevi adam chavasai b'chag ha-sukais, that you are allowed to bring it on Sukkos. So ask the Gemara Emas, what does he mean when he says you're allowed to bring it on Sukkos? Ilema b'yom tif atzmai, that you could bring it on the Yom Tif of Sukkos, v'amri v'loi bat seres b'mneishu Yom Tif. But you just got finished saying how you're not allowed to bring the Taida on Shavuos because it's Yom Tif. So why on Sukkos, on Yom Tif, would you be allowed to bring it? Rather, it must be when the Tanakhama said that you could bring it on Sukkos, he meant you could bring it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So Adkan, now we finished explaining everything that the Tanakhama said. Moving on now to the next sheet in the Braisa, Reb Shimon. So the Gemara first quotes what we had in the Braisa, that Reb Shimon said in the Braisa that Harehu Aimer b'chagamatzis v'chagashvus v'chagasukais, that the pasuk says all three, it says chagamatzis, chagashvus v'chagasukais, and so we dash it from there that kol sheba b'chagamatzis va b'chagashvus v'chagasukais. Now anything that you could bring on Pesach, then you could bring them on Shavuos and Sukkos. And anything that you're not allowed to bring on Pesach, so then you're not allowed to bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos either. So now, right now, the Gemara assumes that what Reb Shimon means to say is that you're not even allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoed. When he says anything that you cannot bring on Pesach, you can't bring on Shavuos or Sukkos, he means that you can't even bring it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Because if Reb Shimon means that you can't bring it on the Yom Tif of Sukkos, but you could bring it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so then that's the exact same thing that the Tanakhama just finished saying. So what's Reb Shimon adding? What's he changing? What's he arguing on? It must be Reb Shimon when he says that anything that you can't bring on Pesach, you can't bring Shavuos or Sukkos, he means you can't even bring it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So being that that's the Gemara's assumption right now, frak the Gemara, maska for Reb Zera. Reb Zera asks the Kasha, really you can't even bring it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Hashta saluse misal sinon. You're even allowed to detach branches that are attached to the ground on Chol HaMoed. You're even allowed to do a malacha. You can do kaitzer. Nedarim u'nedavais mi bayi. You're going to tell me now that you're not allowed to bring nedarim u'nedavais on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed, you could do certain malachas. You can't bring a neder or a nedava on Chol HaMoed? So says the Gemara Amar Abaye in the Chanami. Avada Reb Shimon holds that you could. You're allowed to bring Ba'akrava kuliyamo le'pligi deshari. In the Chanami, the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, they both agree that you're allowed to bring the darb and the davas on Chol HaMoed, and thereby you're also allowed to bring a carbon taida on Chol HaMoed. So what's the machlekes? Then what's Reb Shimon arguing on? Says the Gemara, ki pligi lameka male b'bal ta'acher. They're having a completely side machlekes about the isser of bal ta'acher. The halacha is that when a person, we learned this in Rosh Hashanah, when a person makes a neder or a nedava, that he's going to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, so he has a certain amount of time to bring it. And if he doesn't bring it within that allotted time, he's over on a lav called bal ta'acher. So these two shittas hold that you have three regalim. The Tanakam and Reb Shimon both agree that the shear, how long you have until you're over on this lav of Baal Ta'acher, is that you have three regalim. Three yamim ta'ivim. If let's say you made the neder before Pesach, so you could bring it Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. By the end of Sukkos, if you didn't bring it, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. You have three regalim. However, they argue exactly how these three regalim work. Tanakama savar shalosh regalim amrachmana afilu shalike sidron. The Tanakama holds that you have three regalim, and it doesn't have to be in a specific order. Pesach typically is the first one. It's Nisan, it's the first. Chag HaMatzah is Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So typically the order would be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The Tanakhama holds that it doesn't have to be in that order. If a person makes a neder before, right before Shavuos, so then he gets Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. And if by Pesach he doesn't bring his neder or nedava, he's over about Acher. If he makes the neder after Shavuos, let's say before Sukkos on Rosh Hashanah, so then he gets Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos. If he doesn't bring it by Shavuos, he's over about Acher. Whatever the next three regalim are, that's his shear of how long he gets until he has to bring his carbon, and if not, he's over about Acher. Reb Shimon Savar, whereas Reb Shimon holds that no, Kisidron in, so like Kisidron like, it's dafka in the order of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So sometimes a person might actually get five regalim. If he makes a neder in between Pesach and Shavuos, right before, let's say, Erev Shavuos, he makes the neder, so he gets Shavuos, Sukkos, and then he gets Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, because you always get three regalim in order. Pesach has to be the first one. So if you make the neder right before Shavuos, you actually end up getting five regalim to bring the carbon. You get Shavuos, Sukkos, and then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So now that's the Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Now how does that fit into the words of the Braisa? So that Rashi, a little bit of a lengthy Rashi goes on to explain how that fits into the words. And basically what Rashi says is that according to the Tanakama said that you have to bring, that you could bring the carbon taida on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. He was Pasha giving you an Eitz HaTaiva. Because being that you don't get three regalim in order, so that means you can't bring it on Pesach, because Pesach has its own issues. You can't bring it on Shavuos, because Shavuos has its own issues. Pesach to Chametz, Shavuos because it's Yom Tov. So if you don't bring your carbon, even if you made the neder and nedava right before Sukkos, so you get three regalim still. So the Tanakhama says, still bring it Sukkos, even though it's right after you made the neder. Let's say you made the neder right before Erev Sukkos. So you have three regalim. You might be thinking, oh, what's the big deal? I have three Yamim Tovim. Says the Tanakhama, no, you have to make sure to bring it Sukkos. Eitz HaTaiva, why? Because if you don't bring it Sukkos, you're not going to be able to bring it on Pesach. You're not going to be able to bring it on Shavuos. So you're still going to have to make another trip up to Yerushalayim. You're not going to be able to take care of your neder when you're up there anyways, because Pesach has its issues and Shavuos has its issues. So make sure to bring it Sukkos, unless you have enough money set aside to pay for more airfare to fly to Yerushalayim at a separate time when it's not Yom Tov. So that's what the Tanakhama was saying. That bring you can't bring a Pesach, you can't bring a Shavuos, you can bring a Sukkos, and that's what you should do, even though that's only the first Yom Tov, and technically, you get three Yomim Tovim. Whereas Reb Shimon then says that no, anything that you couldn't bring on Pesach, you don't have to bring a Shavuos or Sukkos, there's no rush. Anything that you wasn't a Chiyav yet to bring before by Pesach, because you didn't make the Neder yet, you only made the Neder after Pesach, so don't worry about it, because you get three Yomim Tovim in order. It's going to end up being Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So if you made the Neder right before Sukkos, there's no rush to bring it specifically that Sukkos. You'll get till next year Sukkos. So that's the Machlokes Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. It was about this idea about Acher. In regards to Hilchos Yom Tov, in terms of bringing Karbanos and Yom Tov, they both agree that you're allowed to bring a Taida and a Darim and a Davais on Chol HaMoed. The reason why the Pshan and the Machlokes Tanakhama and Reb Shimon was just this side Machlokes with regards to Baal Acher. Now the Gemara continues to explain now the next Shita in the Braisa. That was Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. That Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Aymer, Mevi Adam Taidasei B'chag HaSukkos. He said that you're allowed to bring your carbon Taida on Sukkos. So now, Amas, what did he mean? What does Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon mean when he says that you could bring it on Sukkos? Ilema b'chulo shel mayed. If you're going to tell me he means that you could bring it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so then hainu Tanakamos. That's mamish exactly what the Tanakamos said. That you could bring it on Chol HaMoed, and that you're supposed to specifically bring it on Sukkos. That's mamish the Tanakamos. Ella b'yomtif. It must be when Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon said that you could bring your carbon tight on Sukkos, he meant on yomtif. Ah, it's yomtif. How you allowed to bring it? It's not a chiv to bring it specifically on Yom Tov. So how you allowed to bring it on Yom Tov? Ukasavar nedar munedava is craven be Yom Tov. It must be that the shita of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon is that you are allowed to bring nedar munedava is on Yom Tov, even though it's no set time to bring it. And so to the Taida, even though there's no set time to bring it, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So that's how he brought all this down, was to ultimately show that the Tanakhama holds, and technically Reb Shimon as well, that you're not allowed to bring the Darim and the Davas on Yom Tov. And Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon holds that you are allowed to bring the Darim and the Davas on Yom Tov. Now,
if Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov, so it says the Gemara, Umayishna Chaga Sukkah Istanakat. So why did he specifically mention Sukkot? Technically, you could bring it on Shavuos as well. Maybe Pesach you can't because of the Chametz, but Shavuos you could bring it. So why did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon specify Sukkot? He could have said for that same, in that same vein, he could have said that you could bring it on Shavuos. Just to, if he wants to just show that you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Letameh. That the reason why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon mentioned specifically Sukkot, it's l'shitasei also for what he holds with regards to the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Rabbi Shimon says, well, Yaymer Chag HaSukkah Shabai Dibar HaKasav, Shabai HaKasav Medaber. Rabbi Shimon says there's no need to speak about Sukkot in that pasuk about Ta'acher where it says b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shvuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. The Torah was just talking about Sukkot, so there's no need to mention Sukkot. So lama nemar. So why does it specify? Why does it mention Sukkot? So Rav Shimon holds leimar shezeh achrei, to teach you that that's the last one. So that's the sheet of Rav Shimon that we mentioned before, that Rav Shimon holds the three yamim tovim have to be in order: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Sukkot is always last. That's why the Torah said Sukkot. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Aymer, that no, do you know why the Torah mentioned Sukkot? Is Leimar Shezeh Goyreim, to teach us that you're Ivra about the Acher anytime you go buy a Sukkot and you didn't bring your Neder and Nedava. It's not three Regalim. All you get is Sukkot. Whenever Sukkot comes and you don't bring your Karbon, that's when you're Ivra about the Acher. So again, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said that you could bring your Karbon tied on Sukkot. That's really just because you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. He could have said it on Shavuos also. The reason why he mentioned Sukkot is to teach us what he holds about Baal Ta'acher. He's l'shitasei that he holds by Baal Ta'acher that if you have a neder or a nedava and Sukkot comes along, so then you have to bring it on Sukkot. There's no waiting at all, not just an Eitz HaTaiva, because once Sukkot passes and you don't bring your carbon, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. Again, the reason why we mentioned all these different shitas and this whole braisa was just to show another machlokes tanayim about whether or not nedarim and nedavos are craven beyond. Oh, you're right.